Today's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. All cuts are Dr. Bill Robertson, Cotton Extension Agronomist with the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Right now, brands and retailers are really moving to source documented sustainably produced fibers. We really can demonstrate that the U.S. producers are highly sustainable. We just need to document that. There are many opportunities that we have to work in this effort in sustainable cotton. We have a lot of partners. I work with the University of Arkansas Division of Ag. We also work with Arkansas Soil Health Alliance, which is a group of producers who have used the cover crops and reduced tillage to improve soil health, and they really are promoting this with other producers. We're proud to have sponsors like Cotton Incorporated and BCI, and most recently, the Soil Health Institute. This field day is part of our final event, I guess you can say. It's part of our work with the Soil Health Institute and their Healthy Soils for Sustainable Cotton. And that's a program that was sponsored by the Walton Foundation and Wrangler. But Judd Hill really worked out to be a perfect place to do this field day. Judd Hill Foundation has a long history of facilitating cooperative research and demonstration efforts with folks like the University of Arkansas and Arkansas State University, USDA. Even seed companies have a lot of demonstrations there. So they really want to see research done there to increase producer profitability. So with this field day, we're going to highlight research efforts to look at greenhouse gas emissions, edge of field water quality, soil health metrics, cover crop, water use, IPM, and fertility. So we're going to try to highlight some of those, but we're also going to highlight some of the extension efforts to demonstrate how we can tie all these things together in a holistic approach with a major objective of reducing production cost while reducing our environmental footprint, which is really what the supply chain wants. So this field day is going to be on July the 30th, Friday. Registration starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. Mike Gibson, a trustee of the Judd Hill Foundation, will welcome us. And then at 9 o'clock, we're going to hop on the trailers and we're going to see the plots that I just mentioned. But then at 11 o'clock, we're going to be back. We're going to be under the tents, under the pine trees there at the Judd Hill office. And we're going to have several industry leaders discuss how the needs that the brands and the retailers have and how that's driving the changes that we're seeing in the U.S. cotton industry. And we got David Lamb with the Soil Health Institute that's going to kind of give us an update on the Healthy Soils for Sustainable Cotton program, which, you know, we're kind of wrapping up in Arkansas, but they're expanding across the cotton belt. Dr. Gary Adams with the National Cotton Council is going to update us on the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol. BCI, kind of an update on their 2030 impact targets.
And then I think the highlight of this is going to be Hank Reichle, President and CEO of Staple Cotton, who will talk to us about what the customers of our cotton are wanting and what we can do to meet that need.
Following our tent talks, we're going to have lunch and we'll have a catered barbecue lunch. But then after lunch, we're going to have an opportunity to go inside the Judd Hill office. We're going to have some laptops set up and we'll have an opportunity for producers or even consultants and county agents to go in there to learn a little more about the enrollment process for the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol and learn a little more about the BCI process as well. And so I think that'll be an excellent opportunity for our consultants and our county agents to help be a resource for producers when it comes time to sign up for the program. And I think we'll still be in the enrollment period for the U.S. Trust Protocol. If a farmer wants to sit down and get started on that, it'd be a perfect opportunity because we're going to have some people there with the U.S. Trust Protocol to help answer questions and go through that. So I think that'll be a valuable exercise for producers, consultants, and county agents to participate in. Now, the day before, we're going to have a training at the same place where we're going to have a training for new NRCS personnel. We're going to talk to them because there's a lot of things like a biodiversity map. Through their work with NRCS, there are things that meet the criteria that the programs are looking for. So we're going to try to educate them on when farmers start asking for these things, that this is what they need and this is why they need it. So that way, kind of working on both ends, we can help get the documentation that you're going to need to have to really implement these programs well, to have those on hand without going through a lot of extra work, because these things are already out there. So there's no need to reinvent the wheel on something that already exists.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
When we look at sustainability, when I think about corn or beans or rice, when I dump my rice to a big pile of other farmers, you know, we've lost all traceability. But with cotton, with our permanent bale identification system, we have traceability back through the mills, to the gins, to the producer. And that's a unique thing. And I think the brands and retailers are really wanting to capture that. And so they're going to talk to us about what our customers of our cotton are wanting and what we can do to meet that needs, because I think it's very important for us to make sure that our cotton, you know, say our cotton, U.S. cotton, Arkansas cotton, is on their shopping list when they get ready to source cotton. We cannot afford to be left behind. When you look at the practices that our U.S. producers are implementing right now, the improvements that we made, we are so much better at irrigation timing. We're using way less water. We're better at timing our pesticides. We're better at timing our fertility needs. I know our yields have constantly gone up. A lot of that's to germplasm, but our timing on our fertilizer, when we follow the four R's, we can really decrease our fertility rates that we use season long and not have a negative impact on yield. So we're getting better and better all the time at meeting the needs of the cotton plant when it needs it. And so we're being more efficient with our inputs. And we're also conserving our natural resources because everybody's seeing, you know, we think that we got a lot of rain here in the Mid-South, but water is a natural resource that we've got to be mindful of to preserve and to keep. And so we're getting better and better at that all the time. Now, the thing that's driving that on the producer end, we're doing that to improve our bottom line. And so most of the things that we do to improve our bottom line also help shrink our environmental footprint. I think we're doing all the right things. We're just not tooting our horn. We've got to document it and let people know what we're doing. And, you know, a lot of the other brands and retailers, we got a really good history on how we've improved over the past, and they think that's good, but they want to know what we're going to do in the future. And so when we look at some of the programs like U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol, that continuous improvement is a big part of their plan. We're pretty dadgum sustainable right now, but we can always get better. In almost anything we do in life, we can get better. And that's really the goal right there, is to document what we're doing and have a plan to continually get better. And I think that's what it's going to do for us to stay in business. Because, you know, here in the Mid-South, I think one of our most limiting factors is soil health. Our soil health is weak. When I think of where I grew up in Texas, they have a different set of limiting factors. What we do in Arkansas to improve soil health is going to be different than they do in Georgia or in Texas. But there are issues in each of those places where we can get better. And I think that's what these programs are going to do to help keep us in the cotton growing business. We have tools out there. You know, the field print calculator is a wonderful tool to sit down and just a little bit of time, have an overall assessment. And then you can also look at that and compare how you've done to your neighbors and see how we're doing. Because I know most people think they do a pretty good job of the things they do. And when we look at irrigation, you know, most everybody thinks they do a pretty good job of irrigation. But when you see how you compare to your neighbors and they're getting more pounds of cotton for every inch they're putting out, then you can look at that and say, well, maybe I'm not quite as good as I think I really am, and that there is room for improvement. And as an extension specialist, depending on what issues are critical in their production system, we can decide whether do they need to go to NRCS to get help on different things, or do they need to go to our irrigation specialist, and, you know, with the NRCS and with the university. But everybody thinks they do a pretty good job, but until you really see how you compare to your neighbors, sometimes you don't know. And this is a tool that can help us do that.